Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about a situation that I covered yesterday because there's an important update to that story. And of course, this relates to the Queens woman who was recently arrested for trying to change the locks on squatters, who of course, in the city of New York, are denoted with God-tier rights above the homeowner. And she was not allowed to do that because it's considered a tenant-landlord dispute issue, even though, again, these people have no right to be in the property. Now, we're going to get into this because vigilantes have shown up. They've tried to remove the people from the property, and we can't have this happening, but I understand the frustration. Now, before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at the Mines Fest. Link to tickets in the description of this video.
How about that? A squatter standoff. A property owner confronts a group of people she says moved into her million-dollar home in Queens. And our cameras were rolling as dozens of officers showed up.
So quick refresher for those of you out there in the audience. In the city of New York, for some ungodly reason, squatters' rights kick in for individuals at 30 days. So what this means is that if somebody gets into your property and they manage to not even stay the full 30 days, but to produce paperwork that says that they're there 30 days, and then you launch an investigation in order to get them out because law enforcement is completely powerless in this situation, and that extends beyond the 30 days, they end up having the rights of tenants, and then they're subject to basically a 2+ year long eviction process. I think the average time is 20 months, but a lot of times, especially with these independent homeowners, this goes on much longer than that. And this has become quite the lucrative scam for a lot of people in the city of New York, especially since they passed Local Law 53 in around 2020, which guaranteed people who are tenants the right to free representation. So essentially what these people do is they squat in locations that they find listed for sale or listed for rent, hope they don't get noticed for 30 days, produce fraudulent paperwork. When the police show up, the police are told that they have to, by law, say that it's a civil issue and that the homeowner has to go into the eviction process. And if the homeowner tries in any way, shape, or form to physically remove people from the property, that's an illegal eviction, which of course is a criminal issue, because why would we even bother having the same standards for the two different parties in this situation? And they end up getting arrested. And that's exactly what played out in the video that we covered yesterday. Now look, a lot of people were very passionate about this story, myself included. For a little bit of context, for a good long period in my childhood, that actually used to be my neighborhood. I didn't live particularly close to this house, but I did live in this area, this general area, for a while. So when I'm looking at these properties, I'm like, that's the stuff I grew up around. These are the people that I grew up around, not the squatters, but the homeowner. And to me, it's absolutely tragic that this home that was left to her by her dead parents that she puts up for sale ended up being stolen from her, and the law is powerless to aid her. In fact, the law goes out of its way to hurt her by granting all of these privileges and immunities and special protections and the right to free representation.
When the owner showed up, I politely explained that this was my house now and they need to leave. So they call the police and I show them my lease agreement and the utility bills, and they tell the owner that this is a civil matter and they've got to sue me. This made the owner super angry, so she lawyers up and tries to evict me. Of course, I can't afford a lawyer, so I call up a tenant advocacy group who gives me a lawyer that's 100% free and funded by taxpayers.
But other people covered this as well, and very passionately as well. Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks, along with Cenk Uygur, actually did a really good segment on this, and they actually combined it with the other squatting story that I recently did on this channel, where an elderly couple bought a home so that their disabled son, he had Down syndrome, an adult living with Down syndrome, could be near his brother, who lived in the same neighborhood, so that when they passed away, it would be an easy transition for their adult son with Down syndrome. Well, guess what? In that situation, you had another squatting issue, and that story was even worse because that guy was renting out the rooms to other people, which, by the way, appears to be what's happening in this Flushing story with this woman who was arrested on camera yesterday, but we just don't have the proof of that. We don't have the listings of that as of right now. And yeah, they ended up in a situation, and they're still in that situation, by the way, where they can't turn off the electricity because that's considered acting like a slumlord and they could be criminally charged. And the person squatting in the property who's incentivized to destroy it and to make this as bad for the homeowner as possible in order to get a cash settlement is actually opening up the windows, running the gas and the heat and the air conditioning at the same time.
So that prevents everything from going forward.
Meanwhile, they've been paying all the bills.
Leaving windows wide open 24 hours.
Including thousands of dollars in utilities.
And costing the family, for the home that they're stealing from them, $2,500 a month in electric bills. And believe me, as somebody who has to pay electric bills to the same company, being a New Yorker, I'm telling you, that is billed monthly. So the city of New York has created a situation where people are incentivized to do this. If you just get in any property for 30 days, you forge documents or whatever, even if you're caught before the 30 days, as long as you can drag out the initial investigation beyond the 30-day mark, and by the way, everything with the government takes more than 30 days, just in case you were wondering, then you can live in a property for up to 2 years. The average time for an eviction is 20 months. You can have all of your electric bills and all that covered by the actual homeowner because it's illegal for them to shut off your electric or power. Even if they run out of money and you end up having your power or electric shut off, you can then sue the homeowner for that, which is ridiculous and absurd. And when they do take you to court and have to lay out the big bucks for an attorney in order to evict you, you don't have to fight it on your own. You can quite literally get a free taxpayer-funded eviction attorney to fight on your behalf, which ultimately ends up resulting in a settlement for you. And I actually reference this video over and over again as it relates to Portland, because a lot of cities that pass this free lawyer for eviction court thing are having this exact same problem.
This made the owner super angry, so she lawyers up and tries to evict me. Of course, I can't afford a lawyer, so I call up a tenant advocacy group who gives me a lawyer that's 100% free and funded by taxpayers. So my out-of-pocket is still $0. So this lawyer fights on my behalf for months and months, really driving the owner crazy and costing her tens of thousands of dollars. Finally, the owner decided it would be cheaper to just give me a chunk of cash to leave rather than continue paying the lawyer. So she writes me a check for $10,000 and I move out. I didn't even have to clean the place up, and that's a good thing because I do a lot of drugs and the house looks every bit of it.
And even though that's supposed to be a parody of Portland's laws, Portland's tenant rights, it's actually a perfect instruction manual if you want to commit this type of fraud. And by the way, this is happening all over the country. There's actually stories of this that we've covered that are happening in Texas. So if you think your property rights are secure just because you're in a red state, you're dead wrong. We've done stories about that. And yes, almost all of these cases end up getting punted into the civil court. And by the way, it's been happening in Texas for a lot longer.
How you doing?
Minutes later, a locksmith showed up, but police gave her a warning before they left.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court the way I've been told to take him to court. But today, I'm not leaving my house.
Less than 10 minutes after police left and the locks were changed. The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again!
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Now look, we did the story. We covered it. We covered the woman who said, you know what, I'm going to change the locks to my property. I may be arrested if I do so, because this is how the law works in New York, and it's crazy, and I think they should be forced to take me to court instead of me having to go out of my way to take them to court. So we had this situation where she did change the locks. By the way, I didn't mention in the last video, but I'll mention it now. That police officer, the female one, is attractive. My apologies for everyone out there in the audience for not mentioning that. You preverts mentioned it anyway. And she was ultimately subsequently arrested in what is an asinine abuse of justice.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
Being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
Now look, there are some people out there in the audience who said, Sean, you should have went harder on the police officers. And the thing is, I would have if there was a hint of ambiguity in the law at all whatsoever. But the fact of the matter is, if they would have done what is actually right, what is actually just, and arrest the squatters, the criminals in this situation that are stealing a home, knowingly doing so, which by the way, should not get them any of the protections of squatters' rights, then that situation would have resulted in that person having a lawsuit against New York City. They would have gotten a settlement from the city, from the taxpayer, and they still would have been able to fight for almost 2 years the eviction case with the taxpayer-funded attorney. So no, it was not a great move, or it wouldn't have been a great move for the police to do was actually moral and right in that situation. And unfortunately, the law couldn't be more clear. An unlawful eviction, which is what this is technically deemed as because the laws are crazy in New York, is a criminal offense, but squatting, stealing a property, that's a landlord-tenant issue that is to be resolved in eviction court. Good luck with that over the next 2 years. So yeah, unfortunately, the police officers are completely powerless in this situation, even though we would love to see the actual justice be enforced against the squatters, against the thieves. Now look, as I said, a pair of vigilantes tried to evict the squatters from the property themselves. The two identified men showed up in a black pickup truck, pulled up into the driveway of the home, and started searching for tenants, according to the Daily Mail. They said, quote, "We're looking to get these guys out," one of the men allegedly said, a neighbor told an outlet, and the other one said, "I'm here to talk to him. I want to see why he's here."
We have to start at the beginning.
Adele, the hardest question is, how do you say your name?
We met Adele Andaloro outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She's in the process of selling it.
No, he loved it.
But she's been locked out. She claimed squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
What's it like being here knowing you can't go inside of your own home?
It's enraging. It really is.
Now, before I dive more into what these people actually did, I want to point out that the neighbors are now talking to the press, talking about how they had concerns about people in the property because they appear to be boarding up sections of the house. They did something with the door. This was all in the middle of the night. And the thing is, if they would have called the police in the evening based on them doing this at the moment of time that they noticed this, then maybe, just maybe, these people would have been busted up. So when I see quotes from people like this college girl who is completely uneasy about these criminals living right next door to her, I just want to say, hey, you could have done something about this. You could have called the police. You could have had them out there, and maybe the homeowner would have known maybe day one or day two, and that could have ultimately led to a situation where they were arrested. This whole drive to not get involved in situations like this really hurts, because it was essentially on the homeowner to discover this maybe with 10 minutes after these people moved in, something like that, and then get them out, because the investigation was always going to take a long time. But at least in that particular situation where they were in for the first night or second night, and by the way, they still don't have documentation to this day, as we learned from the ABC News segment.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the, as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
Well, who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Daniel, Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't
want to
show it.
Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill. This is
a bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
Maybe, just maybe, they could have got them. Now, I understand people don't know the situation, some weird activities going on and all that. I get that that is a possibility, but you know what? Take a chance, call the police, have them come out there, get over this leftist programming that says if you ever call the police on anyone, especially if they're minorities, which, by the way, I know the guy's name is like Brian Rodriguez, so he's technically Latino, but he looks like a New York Italian to me. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, like, I'm Latino. I look pretty white. So maybe, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw hard stuff unless they're squatting in that house, and then they have the divine right to destroy whatever the hell they want in order to extort the homeowner. But yeah, maybe just call the police and see what happens, and maybe you could have saved this person a dire, desperate situation. So she ends up saying that she heard a drill and saw through my window that they were drilling holes into the wall and putting up boards. She said, quote, "I don't know if the board is still there, but it looked like they were trying to hide what was inside." A woman who requested to remain anonymous claimed that she saw one of the unethical dwellers carrying a door into the home late at night. The woman also noted that the for sale sign had been on the property for a long time before a person kind of came out of nowhere and just took over the home. Now, I want you to remember this. This guy is claiming that he paid to get work done on this property, which, by the way, I lease and rent in New York City. When you sign a lease, nowhere does it say that you could just do random work on the property on your own and then expense it to the landlord. That is not a thing that can happen, let alone changing doors, changing locks, and whatnot. In fact, if you have any lease, it tells you specifically not to do that. Or if you add an additional lock for security purposes, that you're supposed to provide your landlord with a copy of the key. But this guy was saying that, oh, he did all this work, you know, this very legitimate construction work that he was doing at 3 o'clock in the morning in order to change the locks and add new doors and block off the homeowner and block off people's outside view from what they were doing. And it's totally legit, first class all the way. Nothing to worry about. Don't even be concerned about it at all whatsoever.
How you doing?
Minutes later, a locksmith showed up, but police gave her a warning before they left.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court. the way I've been told to take him to court.
Now, I just want to point out to you guys out there in the audience that these guys changed all the locks on the property, replaced the front door, and they were not arrested for doing so. And one of the things that pisses me off about this is A, like I said, you're not allowed to do that as a tenant in a property, but B, this is exactly what this woman got arrested for, an unlawful eviction based on the fact that she changed the locks back after these people changed the locks against her. Now, anyway, like I said, these two individuals who were inspired by this particular story decided that they wanted to show up and show out for this woman. You could see them in the pickup truck. You could see them in the Trump shirts. You obviously know where they're coming from right here. But the thing is, you're not going to get away with this. You're not going to be able to be successful like this. Now, of course, these two guys that ended up showing up eventually ended up getting into a confrontation. That confrontation eventually led to them being arrested. And while I understand that they're inspired by this story and they want to intervene, they want to defend this person, the fact of the matter is, it's not going to work out for you if you're trying to get these people out. Remember, they arrested the homeowner in this situation, even though it was within the 30-day period. She was actually arrested on February 29th, and that was the legitimate owner of the property with deed in hand. So if you show up and you try to evict these people, you try to institute your own form of justice, you're going to end up with the same result, if not a worse result. Now, in reality, what you should actually do is you should just say that you're actually a tenant there and squat on the squatters. That would be a good move to counter them, because apparently if you show up and you say you're a tenant and they say that they're the landlord and they're not actually validating the fact that you're a tenant, what will actually eventually end up happening is that they'll get arrested for unlawful eviction, and that will solve the problem. So I guess what we need to do in this situation is just have people compoundingly commit landlord-tenant fraud over and over and over again until we have a race to the bottom and everybody has been arrested for unlawfully evicting somebody. Like, I know I'm joking about this, but the fact of the matter is, presumably there's no reason why that wouldn't be able to work if the law is so overwhelmingly in favor of the fraudulent tenant rather than the landlord. But another thing that you could do is actually reach out to the city council members that are in power that could change this law, that could change this 30-day period and do something about it. And that's what I'm going to do right now for you guys out there in the audience. So first things first, the congresswoman that covers this district is known as Grace Meng, a Democrat. Her phone number to her office, by the way, I'm only giving out the official office number, is as follows. It is 718-358-6364. The city council person who covers this specific area is a woman called Sandra Ung. Her listed office number, again, only giving out official lines of communication, is 718-888-8747. And there's also state assembly person Ron Kim, and he can be contacted at 718-939-0195. And his Albany office number is 518-455-5411. Now look, if you're going to contact any of these representatives, and by the way, I'm going to leave links in the description with the email contacts and all that, if that is your preference, I encourage you to be cordial and polite. Being rude and belligerent will not get anything done, but let them know and emphasize the fact that you are unhappy with their complete and utter disregard for the average, ordinary, everyday citizen, their property rights, and how they've basically bent over backwards to aid the criminal in this scam. And honestly, I hope to God that any of these people that I named, the congresswoman, the city council person, the state assembly person, has somebody squat in a property that they own. Because as soon as that situation occurs, as soon as somebody in power has to deal with what they're enforcing on the general public, all of a sudden that 30-day period is going to change. All of a sudden, those no documents being put forward as a requirement in order to say that you're a tenant at a place, that's not going to be acceptable anymore. We need to put the pressure on these representatives in a very polite and concerted way. And yes, this is one of the steps that you can take in order to deal with this situation. Now look, as of right now, I have not found a fundraising thing for this particular homeowner. If I did or I do in the future, I will link it in the description. But I would like some way to aid this person with her legal costs so that she doesn't settle, because I don't want these people to get a damn cent from her. But hey, those are just my thoughts. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about this squatter disaster. Till next time.